Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go to look at the Navy, one of my favorite topics, the Navy. When I was in the Navy in the early 70s, the goal was that we should have a 400-ship Navy, 400 ships. We haven't come close to that. By law, that's now been set. We need 355 ships. We're not even close to that. We have 296 ships. And our defense budget was at zero this year, 0% increase. And we're not going to hit 355 ships until the 2031-33 cycle. And that's only if there's a 4.1% increase in the defense budget for ships in that time period, which politically looks like it may not happen. Now, why is this important? It's important because the Chinese are building nothing but ships. They're swarming the South China Sea. They are going all over the Pacific, the Atlantic, their Belt and Road Initiative in Africa and Asia. And before you know it, they're going to send ships into the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. Ships can have a destabilizing influence on our power. And we need 400 ships. We have 296. Now, why else is that a concern? Because deployments of our sailors are being extended. When you only have 296 ships, you got to send them back to sea frequently. In the Navy, what happens with career sailors is every couple of tours, they get sea duty just so that they can have a normal home life. And it may be as a recruiter somewhere, it may be in Washington, D.C., somewhere, the Naval War College, that kind of thing. When I was in the Navy, the deployments were 6 months. I went to the Mediterranean for 6 months. Then it got extended to 8 months after I got out. Right now, there are 10-month deployments. That destroys marriages. You send somebody away for 10 months, they come back for a little bit, and they go away for 10 months again. That destroys families. Also, during the Vietnam War, if you were sent to Vietnam, it was 13 months. But you got flown back on leave about halfway through so you could reconnect with your family. Morale in the Navy is important. You don't want to have broken homes. We need more ships. So all this caterwauling from people, oh, we need a reduced defense budget. No, we don't. The truth of the matter is that the Chinese are building ships all over the place, because they essentially have slave labor. They want somebody to build a ship. By God, he's going to build a ship. You think he's going to negotiate about wages? Are you kidding me? You think he's going to negotiate about working conditions and safety? Are you kidding me? Now, you don't want to live in China for that reason. You don't want communism. But they can build a lot of ships to export their toxic government around the world. We've got to stand up to them. We've got to have plenty of ships in the South China Sea. We've got to have plenty of ships in the Mediterranean, in the Indian Ocean, the Atlantic and the Pacific. You know, you see that there's a carrier task force in the South China Sea, maybe two of them. That's great. The aircraft carrier has about 5,000 people on it, men and women, sailors. And that you don't go to the South China Sea on a deployment for 10 months and have no impact on your home life, believe me. So, I just want everybody out there who listens and reflexively says, well, let's lower the defense budget. No, it's not lower the defense budget. We need a real increase in the defense budget. A zero increase loses, basically, it just meets inflation. And when inflation goes up, it loses. And the Chinese are building ships. We have simply got to do a better job in our Navy. You know, there's a triad of nuclear defense. Their submarines, their bombers, and their ICBM missiles. Our ICBM missiles, some of them go back 60 years, almost 60 years. We got to upgrade them. That's expensive. Our bombers, some of them go back a long time too. We got to upgrade them. Our main part of the triad is our nuclear submarines. That we will never compromise on. Nobody else has our submarine technology. However, it's a deterrent. We don't want to use it, but we have got to upgrade it. You know, this is not a Pollyanna world. China and Russia will continue to test, push, test, push, test, push. They will invade and corrupt any country they go in with their government. Their people are not bad people. They're our friends. They're good people. All human beings are equal. But not all governments are equal. Communism and jihad is not equal to Western liberal democracy. We need more ships. 296 is not enough. Going to Florida. Florida just passed one of the worst voting laws in the country. It's anti-Dropbox, anti-mail-in voting. One of the things, the two things that they did that really anger me and also are dangerous. One of them is there are restrictions on who can use the Dropbox. So here we have a Dropbox in Milwaukee down at City Hall, at the municipal building that's adjoined to City Hall. I go down, I drop my ballot in, I drop my wife's ballot in. She's not there with me. They are going to restrict in Florida who can put things in Dropboxes. So you go down there. Maybe you have your mom's ballot too. About to drop it in. A bald guy in a raincoat and a fedora jumps out from behind a bush and he goes, who are you? I'm John Jones. How come you're putting two ballots in there? Well, me and my mom. Here, come with me. And they throw the handcuffs on him. I'm not kidding. Florida is bad news. Bad news. But here's the worst thing that they've done. There is a congressman named Alcee Hastings in a very blue district who passed away. I knew Alcee Hastings. I met him. I liked Alcee Hastings. Anyway, the poor guy passes away. There's going to be a special election. DeSantis is deliberately not scheduling it to keep a Democratic seat vacant so that Nancy Pelosi has one less vote. Eventually, they are going to have to do it. So here's what he did. They passed a law that says if anybody in that area, only that area, vacates an office, i.e. to run for Congress, the Republican DeSantis gets to appoint the replacement. Imagine that. So if an alderman, state representative, these are the kinds of people who do vote, who do run for Congress, vacates, then the right-wing Republican toxic governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to appoint a right-wing toxic Republican in the heart of blue country to disrupt things. And this is targeted just at them. This isn't targeted anywhere else. I think that's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. I think it violates a lot of aspects of the Constitution, but they are singling out Democratic areas and Democratic politicians, and the sanction, the impediment to some of our good people running for that seat is going to be, well, if I leave, Ron DeSantis is going to appoint the alderman here, the county board supervisor here, the state assemblyman, the state senator, and screw up the state legislature. They got to go to court on that. And they've also got to go to court on the Dropbox that they're not throwing people in jail for dropping in their spouse's or their mom's or dad's ballot. It's not a pro-family government. The people of Florida are great, but it's not a pro-family government. It's a pro-autocracy government. And it's bad news, very, very dangerous, very, very dangerous. Rudy Giuliani's in the news. He had the distinction of having his condo apartment, a search warrant executed by the FBI. And he's going, oh, well, you know, it'll show only exculpatory evidence. I'm glad that they went in. Somebody immediately said, oh, if you're glad they went in, why don't you just go down there and start talking to him? Then he changes his tone and he goes, well, there's no reason for them to do it. They're discriminated against me and all that. It has just come out that the FBI back in 2019. Now, 2019, no one even knew who the Democratic nominee for president would be. Biden didn't start his campaign till roughly April of 2019. Trump was still there. Everybody thought Trump would probably get reelected, so it wasn't that. They privately warned Giuliani that Russia was using him to spread disinformation. Russia was using Giuliani, and this is the FBI telling Giuliani this, which they and the CIA had gleaned through wiretaps of the Ruskies, feeding the information that Giuliani was spouting was serving Russian interests. On the Ukraine, on everything with the United States, Giuliani's attacks on the United States, part of the people in the United States. What did Giuliani do about that? Now, remember something. Giuliani is just not the not just the average guy. Giuliani was the U.S. attorney for New York City, Manhattan. That is the most important U.S. attorney position in the country. Then he got elected mayor of New York for a couple of terms. Very controversial guy, but crime did get come down a great deal. And everybody said, run for president. He ran for president in 2012. Mitt Romney was the ultimate nominee, and of course, he lost to Barack Obama in the general election. But for a while, Giuliani was ahead in the polls. This is a substantial guy. This isn't just, you know, Johnny Jones somewhere. This is a substantial guy. So when he would say things, people would pay attention. They'd say, well, you know, now he's more of a joke, you know, if, after that movie, subsequent movie film of, you know, Kazakhstan or whatever it was, and some of the other crazy stuff he does, where he distinguished himself lying on a bed is what he did. But, you know, before that, he was a presidential candidate, a legitimate one. He was the mayor of New York. Mayor of New York has more people under him than most states in this country, the governors. And he was the U.S. attorney. He's governed by the rules of professional conduct of lawyers. And when he said things about Ukraine, when he said things about Russia, Russia is good, Ukraine is bad. Ukraine is our ally. We consider them for membership in NATO. They used to be part of Poland. Nobody's good or bad, but Ukraine is good, and their leadership is good, their present leadership, and they are our allies. The Russian people are not bad. They're very good people. Their government is bad. Vladimir Putin is bad. For him to say that Vladimir Putin was good and Ukraine was bad, was a that was a betrayal of American interests. And the FBI told him that in 2019. And what did he do? He doubled down. He was even worse. That's what he did. Now, there's no sympathy for this guy. No sympathy whatsoever. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.